We come from Africa. Some of us come from the country, Sierra Leone. Others come from neighboring countries. I myself come from Benin, which is a few countries away from Sierra Leone. And so we are aware of how this tragedy, this incident, if it gets worse and crosses borders, could affect our own homes. So we felt there was a need for us to help and engage and try and see what we could do to help to reduce the situation and hopefully eventually eradicate it.
So what exactly are you all looking to do to help?
What we're trying to do is collect items that these health workers and individuals can use when they're helping and reaching out to those who are ill. So items such as gloves, masks, hand sanitizers, soaps, and detergent and disinfectant wipes. These items, we believe, will help them to keep the disease from spreading and will give each individual that's there an opportunity to reach out and touch and work with one that might be ill.
And so if people would like to donate to these items, where can they do that?
At the moment, we've identified six Claire pick and save locations where they can stop in and drop off these items. We've also reached out to churches and schools and organizations that are willing to engage and help with a drive. And we're hearing more and more who are interested in having bins placed in areas where people can easily drop off items.
When you see natural disasters such as a typhoon, there's this outpouring of money and help. Do you see that happening at all with the Ebola situation in Africa?
We're beginning to see it happen right now. It has taken a little bit of time for it to happen, but just looking at the community here in Milwaukee, people are getting up and feeling that there is a need to do something. At times it is people get up when they really feel the pinch. So when it comes closer to the home, then they do something. In this case, we've recently had cases, for example, the nurse who's now infected in Dallas and the gentleman who came in from Liberia and who died recently, sadly. People are realizing that it is getting closer to them and there is a need for something to be done. And if people feel that they can do something or have the opportunity to, they're taking advantage and doing so. What concerns me the most is the number of people that are dying, the innocent people that are losing their lives, the innocent people who, by the time they realize or know what's happening, have already been taken because the disease has come into their lives faster and has taken over. Families that we're losing families. And so it's spreading really fast. And for me, that is a huge concern, and I'm concerned about it.
Is Sierra Leone the country that's most impacted by Ebola at this time?
At this time, Liberia has been the most impacted, and followed by Sierra Leone and Guinea. But with the help that Liberia is receiving, Sierra Leone and Guinea are not so much receiving as much help and attention. So we felt that we needed to help and get engaged in it at this time.